It was a terrific game of football, but I'm guessing that's no consolation given that you haven't come away with 3 points.
I'm not quite sure how we haven't, but it was a brilliant game today. Cracking Yorkshire derby, and we thoroughly deserved to win the game, but unfortunately, the cruel deflection has denied us.
Two goals really that had an element of fortune about them. The first one changes the game, doesn't it, completely? And an absolute fluke.
Totally. Somebody hits a harmless shot from 25 yards, hits somebody on the heel, and goes in the opposite corner. There's nothing we can do about that. And then the second one is a great free kick delivered in. We should have done better and not given the thing away in the first place. But our response after that was tremendous.
I just had a call from a Blades fan, Sean, and he said he felt that George Long should have done better with that free kick, that he should have come for it. What was your take on what happened there?
It's difficult because it was low, and it just dipped over, I think, a defender. So it's a difficult one. It's not a clear one in the air, and he's got bodies in front of him. All we think is if he stands in the position, on the fly to the ball, I think he tried to gamble a little bit on it.
He wanted me to ask, how you felt he was playing in general. He's still a young player, isn't he? He's not going to have a brilliant game every week, but how do you think he is playing at the moment?
I think he's doing all right. It's like any young player. If you're playing outfield or in goal, you have your ups and downs, and the consistency maybe isn't as good as a 25, 26-year-old goalkeeper. But it's a situation we're monitoring all the time. He's in there on merit at the moment. We've got a very good backup in Mark Howard if we need him.
I suspect you're very pleased with your first half display. That first goal, there was some lovely football in the build-up, and Jamie Murphy couldn't miss in the end, could he, because of that?
No, and it's something we've been asking him to do, to get in the penalty area a bit more when the ball's on the opposite side, and he'll get himself tap-ins like today. But we've got into that situation that Tony scored, has crossed the ball from, I think, numerous times today. And we smashed a few across the face of the goal, and you do need a bit of a break sometime or a bounce of the ball in the penalty area. And it didn't quite happen for us today.
You had a lot of success with the corners going to the far post as well, and that led to the second, didn't it? Is that something you'd spotted in, scouting in the week that you could target?
No, we did a bit of work on them yesterday, and it's something we've been going on to Harry about because he was great in the first few weeks and he hasn't scored for about 2 months. So it's lovely to see him get on the end of it. But it's strange, but it's one of their strengths really, set plays with the height that they've got, but they're always quite vulnerable as well.
Six goals from Harry Maguire now. He's top scorer again, so he'll be pleased with that. But he is chipping in, isn't he? And you need people like your Murphys, your Maguires. We've seen Ryan Fling get on the score sheet. You need these players to chip in as well. You want goals from the strikers, but they need to help.
I think the way we want to play is like today, where we will get different people in scoring positions, whether it be full-backs, certainly wide men, and midfielders as well. They've all got to chip in. We don't want all the emphasis and onus to be on the strikers. I don't think we have really a striker who is noted as a goal scorer anyway, so it's vital that they all chip in, and they are doing that. Scored 5 goals now in our last 2 home matches, which is great going. And I think on a lot of days today we could have won 3-4, 5-0 today.
I suspect for some of the messages I've got from the fans, they're obviously frustrated not to win, but they appreciate that when it goes to 2-2, you think, hang on a minute, Bradford's got all the momentum, but you just took it straight back and then you took control of the game again, and it was a matter of just getting over the line, wasn't it, and getting that third.
That's it, the response after going 2-2. You think then Bradford will be pressing for the winner, and they hardly went near our goal after that. And, we kept wave after wave of attack, and it's just need a break or just a little bit of quality, which we didn't have today. That's what we're trying to bring in.
How do you think Billy Painter did? It was his first start, and he did quite well up front, didn't he?
Pleased with him. Physical presence up there, held the ball, won a lot of headers, and was a focal point for a lot of the attacks in the first half. Some good link-up play with him and Jose as well. So, very pleased. He's not played too much football, so I think an hour was going to be the maximum today.
Did he just start to tire perhaps, and you felt like the fresh legs up top was helpful there?
Yeah, that was always the plan, to give Chris Porter a breather for next week. Billy can't play in the cup. He worked very hard, and delighted with him since he's been in.
What's the news on Jose Baxter? I mean, we were all kind of trying to guess what was up with him. Was it just a concussion? What is it?
No, he just got whacked. We got told he was knocked out, then it was his knee. I think he just took a whack all over the place. It's one of those where it wasn't the one from behind. He got pushed into the next challenge as the centre-half came out. So I think he was just shaken up. But he's all right. He's talking reasonably sensibly, and that's about as much as you get from him anyway. So he's okay.
So there's no long-term issues there. He should be okay for next game.
Absolutely fine for next Sunday.
It seemed like, for me, it was a difficult game to referee. There was a lot of sort of 50-50 decisions need to be made, but it seemed like both your coaching staff and Bradford's coaching staff were almost eternally, arguing about something. I mean, what did you make of Roger East's display?
Yeah, it was a tricky game today. Yorkshire derby, the tackles going in, a couple of late ones. I think there's only one serious one, the one that caught Michael Doyle when the sub had come on, and he caught him high. And sometimes we've seen a red card for those once the players' studs are showing. But apart from that, I think it was just full-blooded.
And in terms of the display itself, I mean, can you take some positive momentum out of this? I know you've not won the game, but if you play like that at home most weeks, you're going to pick up a lot of points here, aren't you?
That's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to set a pattern of play so that you can say, right, when you come to Bramall Lane, that's what you're going to expect. The sort of performance that you've seen today, the wave after wave of attacks, the same it was against Tranmere for long periods, exactly is the pattern that we want to set here.
And just to finish with a bit of transfer news, it sort of developed in the last 48 hours, a report from Scotland saying that you've shown some interest in Stefan Skugel, I think that's how you pronounce it, from Livingston.
Yep.
What's the news there?
Just that, we've shown some interest in him and made an inquiry.
Have you made a firm offer for him, or is it just an inquiry?
It's just an inquiry at the moment, and to see, there's a few clubs after him, just to see what the situation is.
What do you like about him then, if you've made an inquiry? Not many people in, you know, in Sheffield will know a great deal about him, so what does he offer?
He's a bit different to what normal players. He's probably about 6 stone weight, dripping wet. So he's a slight little lad, but we think he's got ability. We think he'll fit in well with what we're trying to do here.
What is the time frame now? Is it just a case of waiting to see, you know, whether this bid's successful, what the other clubs are doing? Should you know anything soon, or should we wait till the end of the month?
No, we hope, you know, to crack on with it if we can. But I think permanents always take a little bit longer. You know, you've got to agree everything with the other club and then with the player himself. But we're hoping to get on with it. And we were very close to getting a loan or two in time for today, so we would hope that will come off before next week.
So you are confident, because you know what it's like. I mean, we've talked about this. The fans sort of expect January to come around and then everything sort of happens. But sometimes you do have to be a little bit patient, don't you?
You do, in order to get the right ones at the right price, which we're trying to do. And they have to be as good as, at least, if not different or better than what we've got out there today. So everyone's seen a cracking performance today. So you'd say, well, you know, where would you say there's a weakness today to put somebody in at? And there's a couple of areas we can look at, but generally the lads are giving absolutely everything.